Blog Talk Radio.
I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. You know, it's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a very funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice. People can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free angel advice. So that call-in number for the show is 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those callers, hello, everyone, and once again, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you so much for listening in. You know, whether it's on the computer, by phone, perhaps you're listening to the archive shows and today's show is number 111. That's right, 111. And or maybe you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. So wherever you're listening from, a huge welcome. Firstly, I've received such lovely comments from those Angel Healing House radio listeners who've become YouTube viewers as well, as the Posse of Angels really told me to post some of my blog newsletters onto videos on my Candy Hoff YouTube channel. So I'd love for you to type in my name, Claire Candy Hoff, YouTube, and watch my videos. And if the messages resonate with you, you can share them with others. I'd also like to remind everyone that on January 30th, something very rare will happen, and it will happen to all of us, as we will be under the influence of the second new moon in the same month, which is very, very rare, and that's called a black moon. It is a super moon, which means it will appear much bigger in the sky than a normal moon. The black moon is seen as an omen of change, and hidden truth will be brought to the surface. So on one hand, if you've been waiting and wishing and pleading and begging and crying, if you've taken action towards your dreams and goals and you seem to have been held back, then this is a fantastic omen for what is going to open up for us when we turn over that page from January to February and on into the spring month. Now, the Posse of Angels is chiming in here, and they're saying that many of the things that we have told are truth are simply not so. And all that is not in alignment with absolute truth on Mother Earth will be revealed and disclosed in order to bring about a more harmonious, truthful world. Now, this black moon, this moon of truth, this much bigger moon than usual, will shine a light on those things that are not of truth. So we can get ready and prepare ourselves for that in the best way that we can. I see that we have several callers on the line. If you are a regular listener, you know that I take about 20 minutes or so to speak about our topic of the day, and today's topic is called Angel Miracle Healing. You know, listeners, I read a quote once by Albert Einstein that said, "There are two ways to live your life. Nothing is a miracle, and the other is as though everything is a miracle." I've mentioned before on my radio show that the dictionary definition of a miracle is a surprising and welcome event that is not explicable by natural or scientific laws and is therefore considered to be work of a divine agency. You know, when this supernatural intervention occurs in a human being's life, it is so life-altering that for those whose lives have been touched by this divine intervention, we are truly never the same again. And when it comes to the discussion of miracles, over the past almost 11 years through my healing practice, I have been witness to extraordinary miracle healings. And in today's program, I thought I would share a few of the many miraculous, seemingly unexplained healings that happened to me at Angel Healing House, my business. You know, in 2006, a lady by the name of Samantha, now this is not her real name, but for radio purposes, I'll call her Samantha. Samantha had married her high school sweetheart at the young age of 18, and she wanted to have a family straight away. And as years went by, her dreams of starting a family were not realized as she was having difficulty falling pregnant. Now, over the past 6 years, she had gone from doctor to doctor and had many tests to see why she could not fall pregnant. Each doctor confirmed that she had endometriosis, with one doctor saying that it was one of the worst cases that he had ever seen. Now, for those that may not know, endometriosis is an often painful disorder in which tissue that normally lines the inside of the uterus grows outside the uterus, and it often, almost always, causes infertility. Under the definition on Wikipedia, it states, there is no cure for endometriosis. Okay, but the pain associated with it can be treated in a variety of ways. Now, when Samantha asked her doctor, as she was very upset, what she could do to get rid of it and to fall pregnant, her doctor agreed with Wikipedia's finding by telling her there is no cure for it, and adoption is your only avenue if you want children. Deeply disheartened, Samantha's once positive and optimistic nature turned to disappointment, and she spiraled into deep depression. Now, in our first session together, Samantha shared with me her sadness of not being able to conceive, and all the time, I saw the angels surrounding her, and they were shaking their heads no, as they were disagreeing with her and the doctor. When I tuned in, I intuited that there was an emotional block somewhere in her body that was causing this physical block to occur. I also intuited that the puzzle piece that was missing as to her complete health was associated with her childhood. Now, asking her to speak about her childhood, she said that she had a very loving mother, and when I asked her about her father, the energies in the room completely changed and they turned cold. Samantha's response was, well, my mother and my father were not able to conceive for 15 years, and then suddenly my mother fell pregnant with me. My father, who is named Sam, was elated. He wanted a boy to carry on the family name. Well, when I was born, my mother had a very difficult childbirth, and they told her that she would not be able to have any more children. The disappointment that my father showed that the father showed to Samantha that she was not a boy was consistently evident through her young life. He didn't allow her to cry. He didn't allow her to be soft, and he forced her to participate in football and cricket and soccer. She had no interest in sports. He denied her taking part in activities like music and ballet and painting, and saying that all of these things were just a waste of money. Now, the older that Samantha, or Sam as her father called her, grew, the more she sought the love and recognition of her father. And basically, she shut off anything and everything that had any semblance of femininity attached to it. She married young, hoping to have a child of her own to bring up without the constraint and the controlling that she endured. Now, over a five-month series of Reiki healing sessions, in intuitive counseling with me, Samantha was able to clearly see that because her father only wanted a boy, she had unconsciously shut down being a female, which shut down her ability to conceive. You know, with each session, the many years of accumulated negativity that had been stored in her body as blocking toxins of anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, and regret, they were slowly transmuted to positive light energies. And her emotional wellness returned as she let go of the past, as she forgave her father, and she put her emphasis on being grateful, optimistic, and loving herself for exactly who she was. It was towards the end of our fifth month of sessions that Sam went for a routine doctor's appointment, and she found out that she was pregnant. The doctor was absolutely amazed. He said, that's impossible, and he called it a miracle conception. But to Samantha, myself, and the posse of angels and God, we were not surprised. The posse of angels is reminding us that God and the angels can work miracles when it comes to increasing the likelihood of reversing and eradicating disease from the body, mind, and spirit. But it is we that have to work with the angelic energies in order to allow ourselves to open to receive them. You know, the posse of angels are reminding us of the saying, God helps those who help themselves. You know, not long after Samantha's miracle healing, I received a call from a mother who was in distress, and she didn't know where else to turn to. She explained to me that her teenage daughter, Brenda, again, this is not her real name, but Brenda was addicted to drugs, in particular to prescription medication. Now, after I spoke with the mother for a while, and she book the session for her daughter. On the day of Brenda's appointment, the doorbell rang, and I was surprised when I opened the door to see a middle-aged lady standing at the door and no one else. At that moment, the mother pulled Brenda, her daughter, from behind her, and I actually gasped. Anorexic, skeletal, ashen-faced girl was unstable and shaky on her feet. She was so zoned out that her mother literally pushed her into my arms and said, "Here, you do something with her. I'll be back in a couple of hours." She was almost unable to stand on her own, and I put my arm around the teenager and assisted her to my office. I was horrified as there was no weight to lift as she was emaciated. Settling her into a chair in my office, I gave her my client form to fill out. Well, she was so zoned and so out of it that she had difficulty even holding the pen and holding her head up, and she was having trouble reading and filling out the form. I knew from my previous work assisting those who were addicted to drugs and alcohol that substance abuse can cause cracks in a person's aura, and when this happens, dark energies can evade the body. These dark energies are often manipulative, and they manipulate the person's body, mind, and spirit in a very dark, self-destructive way without their permission. But because the person truly has given over their control and empowerment through the masking effect of substance abuse, that's why this happens. The angels told me to forego the client form and get this young girl on the massage table as quickly as possible. After getting her settled on the table, I said my usual invocation of working simply as a channel for God and for the angels to assist me, and immediately Brenda fell asleep. I knew that the angels had put Brenda to sleep so that they could work with her unconscious state, and nothing would get in the way then. In her unconscious state, Brenda then began to take very deep breaths in and out. These breaths were rhythmic and steady, and I felt the impression that it was like building up steam for something to happen. You know, with each one of her breaths, I could feel the energy increasing around her closed-down heart and receive the angel's message that she had endured much trauma in her young life. All of a sudden, Brenda grabbed her heart, and she sat bolt upright and opened her eyes. I then psychically saw the angel lifting a dark cloud off of Brenda and replacing it with the light of God. As they were doing so, Brenda's face coloring started to change. Her ashen gray complexion with deep pools of darkness under her eyes began to transform to a light, bright pink glow of vibrant coloring, and her cheeks that were sunken were now full, rosy and radiant. Looking around the room with her newborn eyes, she was dazed as she was at first, unsure of where she was. I explained that the angels needed to lift this darkness off of her in order to have any success with her journey to heal. She then sat down and we began the intuitive counseling session. Now coherent and able to speak clearly, Brenda went on to tell me of the sexual abuse that she had endured from her stepfather when she was a young child, and how her mother, who had been physically abused herself, chose to do nothing about it. Having no support system and no self-worth, Brenda chose to escape through drugs, and by not eating, she wished herself to die. Brenda cried and told me that with her being incoherent most of the time and unable to function socially, that she was not allowed by her parents to attend her only brother's wedding in 3 months' time. You know, every week thereafter for 2 months when Brenda came for her weekly healing sessions, she was able to unburden her anger, her sadness, her bitterness, resentment, and regret, and she became stronger and more empowered. Over 2.5 months, she became so healthy and happy that her parents saw an enormous change in her. It was at this time that I received a note from Brenda's mother saying, "Dear Candy, I can't thank you and the angels enough for giving our daughter back to us. In fact, I took Brenda shopping today for a dress for her to be part of her brother's wedding party. You are a miracle worker." A month later, I received photos from Brenda with a huge smile in her face, looking absolutely radiant in her new dress at her brother's wedding. Shortly after this miracle healing, I experienced yet another miracle healing. But before I share that with you, let's go to the phone line. Let's go to our first caller, 301. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Alicia.
Hello, Alicia. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
I was going to say, do you have a question for the Posse of Angels today or a concern, particular concern?
I do have a question. Basically, I've been applying for jobs, and, you know, I've put out there to my gods and my angels saying, look, me and my son are tired of being homeless. We want to go back home to the North Hollywood Studio City area and, you know, have a great life. And I want a good job that I could still have the balance to spend time with my son. And I'm like, it's been almost 6 months since we've been homeless, from shelter to hotel to shelter. And, you know, I just want to know, when is this going to happen? And, like, my patience, I think I've been patient enough. I'm like, you know?
Yeah,
I've been on over 70 interviews, and people are looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah, what the Posse of Angels are saying here, that A, they're applauding you for your determination to keep going, because when we don't see things transpire in the how and the when that we want them to transpire, we can get very disheartened and very disappointed, Alicia. You know, it's like, I've done all that I can do. And what the Posse of Angels is saying, when you have done all that you can do, do no more. Allow the grace of God to enter your life. They're saying that they have actually shown you signs, and it's not by your doing. It's by your stepping forward at the signs that God and the angels have shown you. But a lot of times, because we are told that to push and to try to control life, and that we're supposed to go, you know, it should happen like that. It's supposed to happen like that. That we often miss the signs for us to step forward in possibly a way we never would have thought of, because it's in God's way that He knows best for us to step forward. A lot of the time, because you're very analytical and you're very logical and rational, but the Posse of Angels also want me to tell you and everybody else that we have stepped over from the Piscean Age. The Piscean Age was one in which we did, and we thought. We thought things through, and we were very analytical. But now it's the feeling of the heart, and they want you to start looking at life as a treasure map. Not as what you have to happen, but see what you can allow your life to unfold with ease and flow and grace. I actually did a radio program on this. It's not last week, but the week before. And that's archived on the ways that you can allow ease, grace, and flow to come into your life. So they're saying that let it go. Let it go. Bless exactly where you are and say, thank you for my blessings, and thank you for the blessings that you're working on. And how often do you project yourself forward, visualize with great joy all that's going to unfold for you? How often do you do that?
I do that every day.
Okay. All right.
I do it every day because, I mean, I used to, you know, jump it when people need me, and I said, no. It's like I'm volunteering at a nonprofit, and, you know, I can work for the nonprofit for minimum wage, but that's not my desire.
Okay. Well, they want to tell you that the only reason that this new hasn't come in is because your vibrational frequency is not matching that which is abundantly there for you. And also because you're pushing for it to happen in a certain way. Let's just go to the cards here and see what comes out for Alicia. I know from my life that once I really let go and only stepped forward when my intuition and God told me to step forward, and then I just, if it wasn't happening then, it meant it was never meant to happen, or that it just wasn't meant to happen in the way that I wanted it to happen. And that's where we get tripped up. The first card that came out for you is the Magician card. The Magician card is telling me that you are the great alchemist. You are the great metaphysical teacher. You just haven't used all the tools yet in your toolbox. And one of the greatest spiritual tools that we have is the art of allowance, is the art of accepting what has shown up in our lives because it's a matching vibration, but then being grateful and appreciative for our blessings, and then projecting ourselves forward and saying, instead of looking for a job, thanking God for the job that is on the way to you, that you work with like-minded people, you work in this wonderful environment, you get remunerated for your gifts and your talents and your abilities. You love doing what you love doing. They're saying don't limit yourself, because a magician doesn't limit himself or herself. The next card, once you start doing this, Alicia, the Ten of Cups comes out, which is the emotional fulfillment card. You will be, your dreams and your desires will be realized, and you have actually been pushing them away by doing too much and by trying to analyze the how and the when of this happening. You got to let that go. And the third is the Queen of Pentacles, and this is a money card. This is an abundance card. See yourself as already wealthy, abundant, and rich, and blessed by God. I guess the word abundant in this way, the Posse of Angels is telling me, is that you are blessed in this situation. You know, a lot of people who have gone through hardship, and a lot of people who have gone through challenges and endured things, they have brought that to themselves so that they will know what that's like. And when they then go beyond that, then they will help others who are also homeless and help others who are also in your situation. So you start seeing yourself as a great metaphysical teacher and start seeing this as a blessing that you've brought to yourself, because once this dam breaks for you, then you're going to go on to help some people because you've walked 10 billion miles in those moccasins. And I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, it has been. So basically you're just saying just let go and just let it happen.
Go and let it happen. And they're telling you that this black moon, everyone listen, this black moon is a black moon of change that's coming up this coming week. And it's going to bring in miraculous changes for us. So just hold tight. And February going into the spring is going to bring in enormous changes for us, sweetheart. Just hold tight. I'm sending you lots of love.
Okay, because I saw this job that is like the perfect ideal job, and I applied for it, and they called me for an interview, and then they sent me a survey, and I'm like, okay. I have been stressing, like, okay, so when are you going to call me for the second interview? Because, I mean, this is, like, the ideal job that I really want to do out here. And, you know, I'm like, okay. So I just need to just let it go.
You need to do thank you. All you need to do is say thank you for an extraordinary job, which is either this or something better.
Something better.
This.
Okay.
It's either this or something better. Because
something
God
better.
Always. He's not going to compromise you there. And if you could see down the track in retrospect, and if you would push to get something which was not in direct alignment with your beautiful, high vibrational, high conscious, enlightened being that you are now, then you would be very upset because you settled for something less. So say, thank you for this extraordinary job, which is this or something better.
Okay.
All right. Take care of yourself. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Thank you for that, Alicia. And that brought up a lot of difference for each of us, myself included, hold tight. Thank you, God, for whatever it is. If it's this, and if it's not this, then I know you're working on something better. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to 678. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hi, Candy. It's Susie.
Oh, hi, Susie. How are you?
Okay. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very, very well. I'm getting very, very excited as this Black Moon is coming up, and it's been a great deal of change. You know, many of us who have just been waiting, well, not really waiting, but we've felt like, you know, okay, I've done this, therefore something has to happen. That something that's
right.
going to have to happen is on the horizon for many of us. So do you have a question today?
I'm excited about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I have a question for you. Maybe you and the positive angels can help me to clarify. I have a roommate, and we had a relationship, or we tried our chances at a relationship a couple of years ago, and he was out of my close proximity for about a year and a half, and he came back, and he's just been my roommate, and we know each other for about 42 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I know deep down in my heart that he absolutely loves me very much.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that he wouldn't do for me. However, he's very extremely overbearing. And sometimes I feel suffocated because I don't have privacy or space. And I care about him very much, but he is slated to move out the first week in February. And I wanted to know if I was making a mistake letting him go.
Susie, there are no mistakes. There's only what's meant to be. Okay? First of all, you've got to say there's no right, wrong, good or bad, so there's no mistakes. What's coming up very strongly is that you have helped save and enable this man in another life.
Mm-hmm.
I would go so far as I'm getting the impression that you saved his life. And you would have died for him in another life. And here he is, he's come back, and one of the very strong lessons in your life is to establish boundaries and establish limits and boundaries as to how people treat you. And you know, if that's overbearing or controlling or whatever, this is another indication of how much are you going to give your power away and settle for something which is a compromise? Now, there's nothing wrong with settling for settling or allowing something that's a compromise into your life. But oftentimes, and I don't know if I've mentioned this several times on my program, I don't know if I've mentioned it to you, but soulmates come in to help us complete our karma. They come in. With those soulmate romantic relationships, they often come with irritation, agitation, to push our buttons, to cause drama, so that we will get angry and become reactive and rail again in order to learn the lesson. And this is exactly what's happened in this situation. If he is going, why would you want to hold on to somebody who doesn't want to be with you 100%, knowing that you are a goddess and you can have whatever you desire?
He doesn't want to go. He doesn't want to go. I've because of feeling so suffocated, I took the steps to try to find him a place to live. I know what fear does, but I get so afraid that I will wind up alone the rest of my life.
Well, if that's what you put your focus and attention on, then that will happen. If you write that decree to God and you say, "Dear God, I deserve a beloved man in my life that will treat me as a priority, that will allow myself to be me, and we don't control each other," and you write out exactly what you wish, what you desire, and then you show God and the universe that you don't compromise on that, then, because you are this goddess and you are limitless and boundless, and you open yourself up to the possibilities, you are grabbing onto the... If this man is making you feel uncomfortable, Susie, you are hanging onto the lowest common denominator, and you are compromising your life. And I know what that feels like, because I was in a 26-year abusive marriage. And I knew it was abusive before I married him, before I asked to marry him. He was never a priority for me, so he never asked to marry me. I know what that feels like. And if we each have the ability to have exactly what we think, and the words we use and the feelings in our heart to create our reality. Until you start stepping up self as that limitless and boundless spiritual being, that child of God, abundance is your nature, and certainly in this situation, you can have whatever you desire. You just haven't told the universe what you desire yet. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for you. It's time to switch tack, Susie.
Okay.
Two of Wands comes out. This card is, traditionally holding the world in your hands. And the posse of angels are saying, Susie, you have no idea how powerful you are if you would only switch your focus to hanging on to something that makes you feel uncomfortable, to stepping up. They want you to step up and see yourself as magnificent, as powerful, as beautiful. I can see the divinity in you. Posse of angels and God can see the divinity inside of you. It's time for you to step up and to own that divinity. Why would you want to hold on to anybody who makes you feel uncomfortable? Next is the Nine of Swords. This is a lady with her head in her hands, and she's crying, and she's crying, and she's crying. But what she doesn't notice is she doesn't notice the beauty around her. She doesn't notice the possibilities around her. It's because she's myopically looking at life, but just, if I let him go, then I will be alone for the rest of my life. And watch the words that you use, because as we've gone from the Piscean into the Aquarian age, and we're now heart-centered, those words are like etching your wishes in stone, in granite, in marble. Don't do that. Don't do that, sweet Susie. Start to say, I deserve a beautiful love that makes me feel joyful, that allows me to be myself, that gives me freedom. Freedom to be me. And the next card that comes out for you is the Trust card, is the Hermit card. God is showing you. He is showing you in the present moment how you're not feeling well. And that should be our greatest barometer of all. You don't, and the posse of angels are saying lastly that you don't need to help. You don't need to enable or save anybody anymore at your expense, because often when we help a drowning person, we drown right along with them.
Right.
You've done all you can, and now it's time to turn the mirror back on yourself. The posse of angels are showing me a vision of turning the mirror back on yourself and making yourself a priority and putting yourself first. And I hope that's been helpful for you.
Absolutely. You always are, Candy. Thank you so much.
I love you so much, Susie. Please go out.
I love you too.
And after this radio program, stand in front of the mirror. Look into your eyes and say, I am more beautiful, powerful, and magnificent than I possibly could imagine because I'm a child of God and I'm allowed to shine. That's all you need to do and live that.
Okay, I will, hon. Thank you very much.
Take care. Lots of
God
love.
Bless.
God bless. Take care.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Susie, for your call. Let's go to 305. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello, Candy. Thank you for taking my call. How are you today?
You're welcome. I'm very well. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Eduardo. I'm from Columbus, from Miami. I was just listening to your readings. Great readings, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And the posse of angels are nodding their heads. They're going, thank you, Eduardo.
Cool. So, yeah, I just wanted to get a general message and maybe a message for my business and, you know, income and stuff and money and all that.
Okay. All right. While I'm shuffling the cards, the posse of angels are saying, what does Eduardo do during the week to give himself creative joy just for you?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
What do you, okay, while I'm shuffling the cards, the posse of angels are asking you, what do you do during the week that gives you creative joy? Not like singing, like dancing, like...
I do singing, actually. I do classical singing. It gives me joy, but sometimes it frustrates me because I take classes and that's my part-time thing, but it gives me a lot of joy.
That's what they're getting at. They want you're a wonderful example of somebody who is a great striver, and sometimes that can lead to a perfectionist. You're saying you're taking classes and that kind of thing. They want you to switch your, and this is going to help in business, because if there's any area of our life that is not flowing, that we don't feel with ease and grace and flow, then it's going to affect other areas of our life. And if we feel constrained, when you're singing, and maybe perhaps that you could be better, or maybe perhaps that you're not doing it properly, or if only, in a couple of years or whatever with more training, and you're missing the joy and the creativity in it, then it actually goes against your vibrational energy inside. So the positive angels are really picking up that it's time for you to approach the heart and just do it because it makes your heart sing.
Okay.
So don't worry about the perfectionist about it. And that is a particular area that they're showing me that it's a little bit constrained there. Maybe perhaps when you were a child or maybe when you were starting to sing, there was that joy there. But it's become more like, not more like a task, but it seems to be a task, like, you're trying to achieve something.
Yeah.
It's
and it could be, of course, I get a lot of pressure from my teacher, because she wants me to be, because she knows I have the goods and that she wants me to improve and this year to do my demo and all of this. So I guess that's a lot of pressure on me, and I just let it get on.
That's the word. Now that we're in the Aquarian age we're feeling with our hearts, words like pressure, words like goals and things like that, they don't resonate with us that much anymore. We only live in the present moment. There is only 0 point when you are an enlightened human being. No future. There is no, I will be better, and then for a goal to achieve. All we have is the joy and the creativity in the now. So I think that's what they're getting at, is to take the pressure off of yourself and to bring back the joy in yourself. And certainly they're saying that that is also, and the reason that they look like a bit convoluted and they told you this about singing and the creativity is because that's going to help enormously with your business as well.
Okay.
Do you still love what you do, Eduardo?
You're asking me?
Yeah, do you still love what you do from a business point of view?
Yeah, I mean, this is a new business that that's something that I had never done, and which involves more creativity, and you know, it took me to writing and writing content and things that I've never done, and I battled a lot with it because it was just I thought I couldn't do it. Finally, I did it, and I was like, wow, I just wrote so much stuff. So, but I got to a point that it just got overwhelming because I didn't know the business was going to entail so much work, you know. But then now I'm feeling it, you know, I'm more at ease with it, and just had some issues with the developers and the product things that had a lot of blocks, you know, it's taken so much longer than it was supposed to be, you know, so.
Well, it's taken, you know, a lot of times for miracles to occur. There's a lot of connections and a lot of unseen things that God and the angels have to arrange for us. So don't wish anything to happen in your timing. Say, thank you, God, for the exact timing that this takes, and all you need to do is let that go.
Yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
Just let that go. They're also saying that they get a very good feeling about this business. They're also saying that you're definitely supposed to be a writer. There's definitely something in there. I don't know if you've written a book before, but they're saying maybe you can consider writing a book. They want to encourage you with the writing, with your business. So let's go to the cards and see what comes up for you here. The first card that comes up is the Knight of Swords. That's the action. That's always full steam ahead, the action card. And they're saying, as we go from January to February and things start to unfold, you will see very physical, tangible results of the foundation that you've built up in this business. You know, you've been putting things into the business and putting your effort and your time in and saying, why haven't things come out, you know, the way they should? Because there's no should, but, you know, that's our limited human sight. But they're saying from February onwards, you should start to see physical manifestations of things. But please, Eduardo, let it go. On the how and the when of you think of the way you things are happening. And just like I told the former caller, say thank you. Thank you for everything working out in the most magical way, so it'll either work out this way or something better. Next card that comes in, you've got the Two of Wands card. Two of Wands card is seeing your vision and your creativity and your ideas realized. This is a really, really good card in this position. The next card that comes out for you is the Ten of Pentacles, which is, it's not only the best money card in pack, and it's a card of abundance, but more than that, it's a card of family. Do you spend a lot of time with family?
Yeah, well, I'm married, and hopefully we would like to have a baby this year. We don't have any kids yet. We've been married for 3 years, and
that's what they're pointing towards. They're saying that desire, that wish of a child, will be realized. They're also telling me it's a very magical child. And it will open up all kinds of possibilities for you and your wife and your family. This is a wonderful reading. I know you wanted to ask about finances and business, but, you know, sometimes the posse of angels will bring in things in a very convoluted way, because just like when we have a pain somewhere in the body, it could be because we're having a totally different part of the body and when we've been our lives. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Eduardo.
It's been great, Candy. I really appreciate it. What a wonderful reading. Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a beautiful day.
I'm going to follow you on your show now.
good. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Eduardo. And the posse of angels were right on the money. Thank you. He was asking about money. Right on the money again, because they immediately picked up that, you know, that joy, that creativity was being stifled by that pressure and that goal in a different area. And when that is released, then he will feel more at ease and more in the flow of life. Let's go to another caller. 832, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Thank you so much for holding. Who am I speaking with? Hello? 832, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Are you there? Hello, hello, hello? Okay, I will come back to you in a minute. Let's go to, Oh, this one popped up. This number popped up. Let me just write this number down. Okay, 530, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Michael. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Michael. How are you and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Diego area, California.
My husband and I went to San Diego last year and like for a four-day little holiday, and we loved it. Beautiful, beautiful energies down there. So
right now so much has changed regarding, I don't even know what word to use, my career or my work or job or what have you. Right now, it's just obviously such a huge transition point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for guidance on which direction to go. I keep getting pulled back into old ways and trying to open to new ways. I was just wondering if you had any guidance for me today.
Okay, first of all, am I on speaker?
I do have a webcam. Is the audio not good?
Oh, it's a little bit breaking up, but let's see if we can work with it. The first thing that the Posse of Angels are giving me is that, like I said to this other caller, is we have gone from the age of doing to the age of allowing. Okay, we fall back into old habits when we think of the words should, have to, ought to, what has to happen, and also when we try to figure out the how and the when of life working out. Instead of just staying in the present moment, just being, and if something takes our fancy, if something causes us to wiggle, if something causes us to excitement, you know, a lot of people get goosebumps or whatever as an indication of, oh, you know, there's something, I don't know why, but there's something that I feel like I should step forward to. By taking that action and stepping forward, then we will be given the next piece of the puzzle. So they're saying the thing that's throwing you back to your, throwing you off the finding and following the treasure map of life or those angels and God-driven signs is you're not in the present moment. And you don't accept things exactly as they are, because we can't change things. If we look at things the way they are in our reality, and we don't like the way things we are, we're not taking responsibility for them. And everything is there because of our words, our thoughts, feel in our hearts. Okay? So if by being in that present moment, we can change that. We can say, okay, things are not 100%, and I take responsibility for it, but thank you, God and the angels or whatever, higher universe, thank you, because I know you're working on something better for me. And then we put our focus on visualizing and our intentions on what we actually do want instead of what we don't want. Those things that take us out of the present moment are giving any of our energies over to anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, criticism, anything that feel good with the present moment. It's only in the present moment where the treasure map of life unfolds for us. Let's go to the card and see what messages they have for lovely Michael.
Okay, thank you.
So I was going to say, is there a question there that you want to ask?
I'm just trying to think. There's so many questions.
Okay, they might come out with a card. The first card that came out for you is the Three of Pentacles, and this is being remunerated financially and recognized for your skills, your talents, and your abilities. What do you Are you currently in a business that supports your creativity?
No.
Okay, that's what they're pointing to. They're saying, whatever it is, Michael, you have got to create. If we don't create, we're stagnant. We are stagnant in life. So whether that's writing or singing or dancing or writing a book or creating or inventing something or whatever floats your boat, do it because you love it, and then you will feel abundant from that, and then you will attract more abundance to yourself. That component is missing from your life. You will feel so alive when you start to create. You will not know yourself. Number two is the Six of Pentacles. Six is giving. This is giving. This can be, you will draw to yourself. If you create it, okay, once again, the Posse of Angels is quoting the Fields of Dreams movie with Kevin Costner, and they're saying, Michael, build it and they will come. Whatever that is, it's writing a book, inventing something, or working on something, then you will draw the opportunities and connections to yourself. The third card that comes out for you is the Six. You've got two Sixes, and the Sixes are about balance. There's got to be balance in your life. Those people that don't create in their lives have no balance. They've lost the inner child inside of themselves, because a child is all about the joy of creativity. Doesn't care about, a lot of different things, responsibilities. Okay, we all have responsibilities, but in these energies, it's all about creating. And so if there's one word for this reading, it's you have forgotten that joy inside of creating. And you will be recognized and remunerated for this creation that you bring forth. That out of time. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Michael.
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of information here.
Okay, well, you go out and make it a very creative day.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. And that just about wraps up the show for today. Oh, but hold on. We have 646. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
First of all, what's your name?
Christina.
Christina, where are you calling from?
Coming from New York.
You're calling from New York. This is your lucky day. I have 1 minute and 40 seconds before I have to sign off. Is it okay if I call you off air and give you a free?
Sure.
you'll accept that if we go off air and
I'm surprised.
I can't get to you now, so I would love to do that for you. So hang on. In about 5 minutes, I will call you back.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. It's your lucky day. Okay. Call you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that just about wraps the show for today. Thank you to all the callers I had. Thank you to my listeners. Your support means everything for me. Tuning into the program, don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you would like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House letter newsletter filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com to purchase my beautiful inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautiful Guided Angel Meditations DVD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. Please go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, listeners, allow your radiant light to shine forth and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and, of course, angel blessings. Take care. Bye.